Great street food is to be had from a takeout window in Pittsburgh's East Liberty neighborhood. You even get something unexpected thrown in: enlightenment about international conflicts. Look for the bright colored facade next to the waffle shop. I can't tell you a name to look for because the sign above the window changes pretty often. This is Conflict Kitchen, an experiment in public art and interaction by John Rubin and others. John teaches public art at Carnegie Mellon University, and he joins us from Pittsburgh. John, good to have you with us. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
So, John, what is this all about?
Well, Conflict Kitchen is a little takeout restaurant that we run in Pittsburgh that only sells food from countries that the United States is in conflict with. And we rotate the countries every 6 months or when a different sort of conflict arises. Right now, we're actually going back to an Iranian version of our restaurant that we started about 2 years ago. In our city, this is a chance to create a kind of ethnic and cultural diversity that wasn't there prior. And certainly, you know, the way in which many people are introduced to cultures that they might not be familiar with is oftentimes where, say, an immigrant community would open a restaurant in their town. You know, for us, besides that, as the introduction to a culture, we're also interested in creating a space in the public where people can have a conversation about politics, which is something that Americans aren't very comfortable doing. Food creates that space of comfort, and we find that we attract the types of people who might not ordinarily come and to a political march or read leaflets or even go to a community meeting around a specific issue, but would come out for food.
So how does that work, then? Is it a case of I come up to the window and I buy some food and somebody hands me a leaflet?
Well, actually what happens is you come up to our window and our staff are all trained mostly as great conversationalists. That's the types of people we hire, but people who are really interested in the topic at hand. And then people who are willing to talk about politics with absolutely anyone. Knowledgeable, but we don't present ourselves as absolute experts. And we ask people, you know, what do you know about Iran? What do you know about what's going on in Afghanistan? What do you know about Afghans? And we tell them about the food we're serving, which is usually somewhat of an anomaly to the Pittsburgh landscape. And then a relatively organic conversation starts about what do people in Afghan think about what's going on. So one of the ways we address that is we present the food with a custom-designed wrapper that is covered with interviews that we've done with Afghans in Afghanistan, as well as local Afghans in Pittsburgh. And our hope is that this becomes a kind of introduction to a much more complex and nuanced understanding of what's going on in Afghan culture and Afghan life.
So the wrapper is the message.
The wrapper is very much, yeah, the wrapper is the message. And it's talking about a lot of things. So we interview people on topics, say, in Iran, from the Green Revolution to the Iranian Revolution to tea to women's rights to music. And, you know, we have Iranians telling us their viewpoints. You know, we have a whole section about Israel and Iranians' views on Israel or the United States. And oftentimes these perspectives, they contradict each other, you know, much like everyone's perspectives do. And there is no party line from us or from, you know, the people that we're interviewing. So it's very important that to us that we're not presenting any specific ideology. Our hope, again, is not to simplify the debate, but to complicate the discussion and to, in essence, humanize the people who live under the policies of a regime that they might or might not agree with.
Hmm. And just out of curiosity, what would my lunch be in that wrapper if I came right now?
Well, right now we're serving Venezuelan arepas, which are grilled corn cakes with different types of fillings. So we serve street food from every country. We serve the types of foods that usually are the most delicious and end up being ubiquitous throughout a culture, and you would find in a variety of places. So arepas are a very common food throughout Venezuela as well as Colombia. And we serve it with four different types of filling. We have a kind of chicken salad, queso, carratos, and a domino, which is a mixture of the carratos and anything else.
Sounds delicious. John, intriguing idea. Thanks so much for talking with us.
Thanks for having me.
John Rubin is an artist and one of the creators of Conflict Kitchen.